Yeah, all right. We are at Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2023 at the Plano Center. It's brought to you by Lillian M. Collection and Serenian Bay Resorts and Villas. It's Giorgio. I'm the captain of this here round table. We've got Norm. We've got Corby.
Georgie.
And we've got Davey Lane.
Good morning,
yes.
George.
Yes. Hi, fellas.
I guess afternoon.
Afternoon. As we roll into day two of Ticket Stock.
It's like a music festival, like the leftover chairs that just kind of are strewn about the lawn, you know, on day two, where people just kind of come back and sit down.
People are still drunk from the night before.
Yeah.
When I'm not working at the station, that's one of the things I'm going to do. I'm going to go on a music fest, like, tour.
I'm retired from music fests.
See, I've never really been. I've been to Zero Mile Fest in Key West. That was awesome. That's a bunch of Texas music artists. But Jason Isbell was there the year
I remember that
I went. I'd love to go to a three-day music. I'm sure I'd be tired of it when it was over, and I'd smell like a yak. But it'd be great.
You could do it. And in retirement, you could do it right, though. Like, you could get, like...
RV.
You got to be VIP. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
It's the only way to go. Like, there's
I used to be Festival Dave. I've been to Coachella twice. I've been to Lollapalooza in Chicago three times. I've been to...
Been to Bonnaroo?
I've been to ACL countless times. Never been to Bonnaroo.
I bet you've been to Bonnaroo and that tattoo.
What are the other big ones?
One you got... Anyone recognize that lyric? Not one Randy Rogers fan in here. Huh?
That's awful.
That's too bad.
Okay, well, I'd like to do it. I'd like to become a festival jub just for like 3 months and grow my hair like Corby's.
What would Festival Kelly think about that?
She'd be on board. She loves music, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. Maybe, okay, I'll do that. I do have something for Corby here.
All right.
We had the great Micah Parsons on last night, and he was great.
He was.
And from what I understand, he told the people that got him here that he had a blast with us.
Yes.
That he had a really good time. I'm glad to hear that because Mike is really funny and obviously he's a big personality here in town. But I don't know if, Norm and Davey, you noticed this, but we were talking to Mike about how he can play different positions on defense, and then he brought up running back. And he used to play running back, and I think he jokes with the coaching staff, hey, let me carry the ball. And he said, yeah, if you gave me the ball, what do you say, 12 carries four carries for 100 yards, is what he said.
Four touchdowns.
Yeah, four touchdowns.
Yeah, he said when he was in high school that every carry was a touchdown.
Yeah.
But I had asked him if he got 12 carries in an NFL game, how many yards would he get? And he immediately said 100.
100 and four touchdowns, no problem. So I would like to see that just for a couple of plays.
Hell yeah.
And then we'd all get ticked when he got hurt. It was like, oh, my God, they're overusing him. But after he said that, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but Corby jumped right in and goes, yeah, see, I tell these guys all the time that if I just got, like, carries, I could get, like, 100 yards or something. Where all of a sudden, I was waiting for the next line to be, I mean, I played in a basketball game against 7th-grade girls. You play in the NFL, it's pretty much the same thing. I was just looking at Corby so sideways, like, are you seriously comparing yourself to
Michael? It's a joke. It was a joke.
Did you think he was joking? He seemed serious, didn't he?
You never can tell when
with Corby
when it's Corby bragging about athletic prowess.
And that led me to think, because just a side stage, we were talking about it. Apparently, this is legitimate. Have you guys heard Jacob Detamore's outrageous claim that has to do with running the football in the National Football League? He claims that he could get a yard.
Jacob?
Yes.
1 yard.
1 yard. And I guess maybe if there was a huge hole you could.
In one carry?
How many carries?
Just one.
Oh, okay.
He said if you give him a carry, that he would advance the ball in an
NFL
game.
No, he would be blown up in the backfield.
Yes.
Well, Craig says if you gave him 14 carries, he could get 43 yards.
I know. He's always made that outrageous claim. That started back when we were in our 20s. And it was somewhat believable then. But even then, I told him, all right, number one, you're going to be so intimidated that you're not going to run your fastest.
Yeah.
Because it's basically like running into a brick wall.
Yeah.
You've got to have faith. Secondly, he would be so slow that he would run his fastest, But it would, the hole would close down, whatever the play was called, and he would lose at least 3 yards every time.
Can I say something in support of the possibility that he'd get a yard?
We may have a sports joke.
Okay,
here.
No.
Oh, okay.
Jacob Dettamore runs on the field and lines up at running back. The other team starts snickering underneath their mouth face guards. They then think, this has got to be a pass. You're not going to run this guy.
Right.
And 8 guys drop into coverage.
Right.
So you've got your 5 offensive linemen blocking their 3 defensive linemen. Jacob makes it to the front, to the line of scrimmage, gets smashed, and falls forward for a yard.
So it has to be a draw play.
Yeah. Or maybe he takes it. Maybe he takes a direct snap.
Yeah.
I just don't think anyone has understanding the wild how fast it is. And I remember 20 years ago, I told Craig, I said, okay. At the time, I was doing the Daryl Dickey TV show when he was the coach at North Texas. And one idea was, I told him, I said, you know, I bet I could punt for a 30-yard average. And so they brought me out and they filmed. I got it somewhere. I'll find this and bring it in sometime. And I said, and by the way, I bet I could complete a pass too. And so I got the punt, and they put punt block on. And I just one-stepped it, you know, shanked it, flutter ball like 5 yards because I just didn't want to die. And I got to tell you, this is North Texas in 1999, and it seemed like those guys were running as fast as Usain Bolt.
Right.
It just seemed, like Troy said, when you first get to the NFL, it's like a blender. All I had to do when I played quarterback was clap my hands, catch it, and throw it, and I didn't even get the ball off.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, it got batted down. It never made it out. It was just a hitch on the out, and I could not get that out.
And to think about that, like, the margins are really slim when it comes to people playing at North Texas and then people playing at a Power 5 school and then, you know, and you keep moving up and, you know, playing, and then in the XFL.
Right.
And then in the NFL. Like, those people that play college football are all so, even wherever it is, if you go play college football, you are so elite in your high school.
Yes.
Beyond elite.
Yes.
And it's crazy to think, like, when probably kids that are in 8th, 9th, 10th grade, where everyone goes, that's the kid. No matter what the sport, that's the kid. And then they go play at a small school.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, he was so much better than everybody else.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really translate that way. And so you get that in your head, like, you could do something, and these guys are...
And they make it look easy,
They
too.
Make it look so easy.
As we watch in our living rooms, they think, oh, okay, I can take 4 steps and get a yard.
Right. But, like, those people are so close. North Texas kids are so close to being able to play at Arkansas.
Yeah.
They are. They're that far away.
Yeah.
But we...
Yeah, we beat Arkansas, bro.
Just destroyed them a few years ago.
Are 1,000 miles away from that.
Yeah. It was funny, and I got to find that. It's on... I'm going to have to transfer it because it's on VHS. But it was really funny. I mean, and I was in my 20s at the time. Not that I was in great shape then, but I was in better shape. And, man, I couldn't do anything. So... Now take Jacob Dettamore and put him in the National Football League in the backfield.
Yeah, in the NFL. Right.
I'm just fat.
There's Nick Bosa right there.
would Jacob, as he ran into the field, hear the cart guy revving up his engine?
Yeah, probably.
Come out with the cart.
Yeah, right.
They have the DeMar Hamlin paddles.
Right.
Warming them up.
Especially for Jacob. He would probably die. I caught hell because one time in like 2010, I went to I think my son was really small at the time. I kind of remember him being there. He wanted to go to a football game, and so I took him to TCU Grambling.
Okay.
Okay, it was a, you know, early season non-conference, just garbage game. TCU, it was one of those years TCU was 12-0, you know. I mean, they were good, like top 5 in the country. And it was like 50-0 at half. And every carry, a hole opened up. I swear to God, 5 yards wide, every single time they ran the ball.
Yeah.
And they emptied the bench in the middle of the second quarter. I mean, it was a joke of a game. And I'm sitting there going, dude, and I'm with a buddy.
Oh, no.
And my son, and this is where I said it on the air, I'm like, I could have rushed for 100 yards. The holes were enormous.
I know, but you number one, you would have peed your pants looking at the Grambling front four, and by
they
the
were
time
on
you
their
got
ass.
Through, by the time you got through, okay, well, a linebacker or a safety would buzz up and just annihilate you because he would you would look like slow motion meat.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Well, so to Junior's claim, 14 carries for
like
48
40
yards.
To 60 yards. I can't remember. It was always outrageous.
In the NFL.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
He said he could average
NFL,
over
yeah.
2.8 yards a carry.
Whoa. So I would put the over under at 5 plays before he got hurt.
Right.
There's no way he gets to 14 carries. No.
Wait a minute. That would be more than Zeke averaged the
I
last
know.
Half of the season.
Think
I
about
knew
that.
We'd get a sports joke. There
well,
it is.
Well, he's right.
There it is.
Like, Zeke is an elite athlete who, I mean, like, the elite of the elite, and he can barely average 2
right.
yards a carry.
Right. But Jacob, I have a yard, no problem. All right. There's outrageous claims. We have another line change coming up. Let's see who we got next. Ooh, the great Donovan. Is coming up here.
By the way, I could have kicked that game-winning field goal in the Super Bowl, though, no question. It's like 15 yards.
Let's talk about that next.
Mike Bone from TV's Reservation Dogs performs live on stage at the Plano Event Center tonight during Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2023. Brought to you by Lillian M. Collection, Serenian Bay Resort and Villas, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Otherwise, we've been right on pitch.
So Moose said that this is the best opening line to a love song he's ever heard, right?
I say show me a better one.
All right, hold that thought.
Okay.
We're back at Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2023. Brought to you by Lillian M. Collection and Serenian Bay Resort and Villas. It's roundtable number 4. We have Davey, Donovan, Moose, Corby, and Junior Miller up here to take you to the next round table.
Can I say something? Because I heard I was
being... Your outrageous claims?
I heard I was being besmirched.
Well, did you hear the first claim about Jacob Dedamore getting a yard in an NFL game?
I was supporting you, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I was not.
No, what was his claim?
He said, "If," and it's been clarified now by Kevin back at the station, he says that if the line does his job, he will guarantee you that he will get at least a yard in an NFL game.
There's not
as
a
running
chance.
Back.
There's not a chance.
Jacob Dedamore.
Yeah, not Deddy.
No.
But my claim was always, and this is when I was in my physical prime, so not at age 57.
Like 3 weeks ago?
But when I was like 55.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
That behind an average offensive line in the NFL against an average defense, if you gave me 20 carries, I could get you between 40 and 60 yards. That's not outrageous.
Yes, it is.
I'm not saying I could run for 100.
You would have 20 carries for
But my counter
yards.
To that was I would set the over-under at 5 plays before you're carried off on a stretcher.
Because set the prime. No, it's prime.
I'll even give
physically
you
perfect.
Injury immunity.
Yeah, okay. Injury exemption.
Well, but there's no way. 20 carries, you would have negative yards.
Yes, first time you get hit hard, the next time they're going to give you the ball, you're going to tiptoe through that so much that they're going to blast you and light you up every time you touch it.
This is how I respond to all of these claims that you guys are making. First of all, I run like Emmett. I know how to avoid a big hit.
Oh, my God.
Number two, you're right. I'm going to have a lot of negative runs, but I'm going to pop a couple.
Okay.
For 15, 18 yards.
You're okay, ridiculous.
Wait, oh, my God.
I am. How do you...
No,
okay.
Okay, you're going to try to run sideways and got to get around a corner, and you're so slow that you're not going to even make it to the hash mark.
We're talking about in my physical prime,
I
ran about a 4.8 40 to a 5.2 40.
There we go.
Now, list all the 4.8 running backs in the NFL.
Right. But I also run with guile, and I know I'm crafty.
Gosh. Here's another thing. This is another point of reference, which will make sense to Junior. This is when we were in our 20s, and a guy named Matt Leffler had us out to officiate a game. I was umpire. You were line judge.
I think so.
And the whole idea was see how hard officiating is and yet try to encourage people to sign up for the Dallas chapter of officials. He's now an SEC. Anytime you watch an SEC game, that's Matt Leffler, lead referee, very respected official. He had us out. We officiated a JV game between Newman Smith It was a scrimmage in the spring. Newman Smith and somebody. JV, as an umpire, I got run over three times because I couldn't get out of the way. Junior, it happened so fast on one thing. I think it was like a pitch. It was a clear fumble. I was watching for holding. I didn't see what happened. And Junior gave like two different signals of incomplete.
Yeah. The first time the play ended and the ball's like rolling around in the field and everyone's looking at me and I went, incomplete. And they all go, incomplete. And I go, fumble?
That was JV, and we could not keep up with the speed of it. This is the National Football League. There's no way.
But I don't have the instincts to be an official, but I do to
running
be a running back.
Oh, okay.
My gosh. Just all the bold claims up here. Let's everyone be realistic for a moment.
Because I brought it up. You remember the moment last night when Micah said, yeah, if you put me at running back, I'd rush for 100 yards on 12 carries and four touchdowns.
I've been telling the same thing.
He tried to act like he was on equal footing. Yeah, I've been telling these guys the same thing about me.
And I
played seventh grade football.
And I wanted Corby to say against Grambling.
Yeah.
Against what school was that, Corby?
Yeah, Grambling. They're terrible. They're absolutely
and
terrible.
And you would get washed.
Yes.
Washed in that game at running back.
Not in my prime. Please. Now, I told George, or I said it before we went to break, there's no question I could step in right now and make whatever,
oh, good one.
Whatever field goal. That game-winning kick that Kansas City had in the Super Bowl of 20 yards or whatever.
That was longer than that.
Even right now?
Oh, yeah.
Like, when's the last time you kicked?
Within 10 years.
What about the one he doinked?
Then you'd go out there with the Super Bowl on the line.
All of the Chiefs are looking at you.
Heavy pressure.
Corby's just sitting there on the bench the whole time, and then all of a sudden at the end,
I come right out of the stands.
Darius Slade coming around the edge
to block it.
You're just going to easily put it through to win the Super Bowl.
Now, I would need one extra timeout to put my gear on.
Yeah,
but other than
Reed
that,
would
be,
love that.
I would
and
be
then
fun.
As I ask him, okay, so you got 6'5", 6'6", guys on the line jumping up. Could you lift it in time?
Yes.
I don't know.
He's very confident.
Now listen, Craig is my holder. Matter of fact, I would need you.
I'm there.
You may want to take the Chiefs holder.
Yeah.
There's about a 90% chance the snap is going through my hands.
That's another thing.
Hits me in the nuts.
I don't think anybody up here.
The greatest ending to a Super Bowl ever.
I think everybody up
it's
here
like rolling around.
Philly
on the ground.
Returns it for a touchdown.
Outside of Jake, I don't think any of us could catch the 7-yard snap.
But they'd
I could.
I'd get it down, spin the laces.
There is no way.
I know how to set it up for him.
Yeah.
There's no way.
You spin, look away.
Yeah.
You already know it's good.
No.
Yeah, I spin. As soon as he kicks it, I go like this.
Yeah. Right. No way.
Junior, as soon as he runs,
it's good.
You'll let it go because you're scared he's going to kick your finger like,
Do you think you could catch this 7 or 8 yard snap, Jake?
No chance.
I don't think you would.
That's a different snap.
Yeah, and it's quick. I mean, the operation has to be, what is it, 1.2 seconds they're looking for or something
That's
like that?
That's about our average.
I think so.
Oh, my God.
I think we're at 1.27.
Per step.
But it's, you know, we're in our 50s, so it's a little bit longer.
Right.
No big deal, though.
Okay. Man, I hope we have a football out here because I think my youngest son's coming out to meet Little Mike and Funny Bum. we're really fired up about that. He's never come out to Ticket Stock to meet like Bo Jackson or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but he wants to meet Mike Bone.
Do you want me to kick like somewhere down there? Like
no,
he can
I want
snap
you
it.
Guys. I want you guys to try to. And he hadn't snapped in a while, but I bet you couldn't even catch his 8-yard snap.
All right, what I'll tell you is he can snap it to Craig, and I will kick it right in the middle of that Mullen and Mullen sign. Right?
Yeah. Okay, all right, we'll set it up.
Right in the middle?
We'll get a football.
That's the equivalent of the Super Bowl.
That's the equivalent of the
Super
Bowl.
You got to hit the eagle in the face.
I don't know. No, it's not like a target, but I don't want anybody standing up there in that second level because I'll probably take their head off.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want anyone standing by the door because you're going to take their head off because you're not going to lift it.
Make sure your son brings a football.
I bet we got one out here for autographs.
Have a
ticket stop.
Someone gets their Micah Parsons autograph.
I bet they have one at the Rangers booth.
What? No.
They do have some sweet bats over there.
Those
see
bats
those
great
wiffle ball bats with an awesome grip on
he
them?
He can kick a bat.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get a football. We'll try to get that done. The snake, Mullen and Mullen field goal.
with Craig holding.
With Craig holding.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll get my son to deep snap, and I'll tell him to take it easy on you.
No.
You want him to rip it?
Have him fire it out.
Okay, we're going to have like nine tries.
As it breaks Junior's fingers.
Yeah.
It goes back.
I stopped catching both of them because they got so fast. I couldn't catch, at least the punt snap, you'd have a little bit of time. But even then, I had the horrible rack incident where I thought, and I just went right between and dropped me like a deer had been shot on the first day of deer season. I was down for 30 minutes. God, that hurt. Wasn't as bad as Corby's, but it was bad.
Keep imagining that Super Bowl ending of, all right, a 22-yard field goal to win the game.
It's a guy here got come on our roster.
Bobby Davidson and Junior Mellon.
Right. Fall going out there.
We have no idea who these guys are.
Corby has double zero. He has double zero on, and they're just trying to search the roster. Like he's not even listed.
Right.
He's not activated. How could he possibly do this?
It hits Craig like it breaks his pinky finger. He's holding it, and the ball just ricochets into my nuts.
The parabolic.
And he's crying.
I get hit by somebody and planted, and the camera zooms Ball's in, and I'm laughing.
Eagles take it 90 yards, and that's how they win the Super Bowl.
Or what if Craig bobbles it, but then he realizes it, picks it up, and pitches it back to Corby, and he has to run it?
Yeah. Why would he pitch it? You're talking about one of the greatest running backs who's never carried the ball in the NFL.
Yeah.
What if he scored?
I pitch it. Corby gets it because you can run too.
Yeah,
and then I turn around and I pancake a couple guys.
Or you run a wheel route and he hits you in stride.
Even
now,
better.
What would happen is, and this is pretty obvious,
okay,
is that matter of fact, why would we even kick it?
Yeah,
you get the snap. We immediately run an option play.
Yes,
where you're right perfect down the line. I have perfect separation from you because we know the game.
Yes,
we know the sport, the wishbone, all of it.
Says the guy who had to go to the hospital the last time we played a girls' basketball team.
But you're in action pants and no shoes.
Yeah, it was a bad moment.
That's what you're wearing.
Yeah, no cleats.
Right, action
your ankles
pants
aren't
and
taped.
Those right there. Right.
Oh yeah, I need some shoes. I wonder if I can go
just
barefoot.
Wear those.
Yeah, these Sanooks.
You got to kick.
They're glorified feet.
Maybe you get a shoe deal after you win the Super Bowl.
What if you went out to kick in those? And the CBS camera zooms in on these shoes.
He's what is really he doing?
Well, he's wearing a pair of hippie shoes.
After it goes through, does the Corby dance. And Fish is playing on the PA system.
Gets on the bus to go back home.
Fish starts playing.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. All right, let's set up for another lineup change. Bob Dan Donovan Jr. next, here, live. Mullen and Mullen, Andrea Law Firm, Ticket Stock on the ticket.